KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and of course, safer ways to get around. And that's one of the things we are looking at today. Emily and I are talking with Scott Ellsmore. He is the traffic project manager for the city of Eureka. And there's all kinds of things that are going on that we're going to be touching on today. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. So thank you, Scott, for joining us today. Really appreciate that.
So, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a lot going on for the city of Eureka's north-south multimodal corridor plan. Why don't you explain the overarching plan there?
Absolutely, yeah. So the city of Eureka, working with RCAA, we applied for a grant from Caltrans to explore the north-south routes between E and J Street and 6th and Harris Avenue and to Harris Street to look at the road and see if, to reach out to all the users of the road and to see what they like and what they don't like and to see if we can improve the roadways for, to give more opportunities for multimodal or, transit and other users of the road.
Fantastic. And now people may have noticed some stuff because there are things going on. For instance, the paving on H Street. I think we've all seen that.
Yeah, so we're just wrapping up our we have an annual paving project that we do every year. And this year we tackled a portion of H Street because H Street hasn't been paved in probably 20 years, and it was starting to deteriorate quite a bit. And so we were able to get about a little over a third of the roadway between 7th and about 17th Street. So that was kind of our project for this year, was to tackle a portion of it. And we're hoping next year to kind of continue where we left off and keep working towards the south and hopefully replace the asphalt on H Street and get it back in good shape.
Good. Now, aside from the maintenance, you actually working on some safety improvements throughout the city. Let's touch on those.
Yeah, we have a number of projects that are going on. One that's right there on H&I that'll be happening in the next month or two is we're looking to install flashing yellow arrow signals on Boone Street at both H&I. And those are similar to what you see at Harrison and Boone. And right now there's just a permissive movement, which happens so that the vehicles on Boone Street just have a green ball and they have to wait for opposing traffic to make the turn.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be putting in a flashing yellow arrow signal, which will give them the best of both worlds. So it'll give them the chance to have a protected movement. They'll get a green arrow at the beginning of the cycle to get those vehicles. They won't have to wait for opposing traffic. And then they'll get a flashing yellow after that, which will allow them to have a permissive movement. So that way when they get a gap, they can go.
So we were talking a little bit about this off air. The flashing yellow is kind of a new thing. I've never seen one before. The first one I saw there is on Booner and Harrison.
Yeah, they're fairly new in California. They've been used for a long time in Oregon. Oregon and Washington are both big proponents of it, and in fact, in Oregon, that's their standard. So instead of having just a green ball for a left turn lane, they have to put now is that flashing yellow arrow. So it kind of gives them the best of both worlds. And what happens is the flashing yellow is something different that we're not used to seeing. And so they found in studies that it makes people kind of pay attention a little bit more when they're up there making that decision, makes them a little more aware of what's going on. So we're excited to put them in. We're also going to be installing them at Harris Street at both E and F. So we think all four of those locations are really good locations. It'll give some benefits to congestion and hopefully reduce some collisions at those intersections.
Yeah, so I guess they're sort of intuitive. It's yellow, so that means, use caution. It's flashing, so it kind of catches your attention.
Exactly.
So now you were talking a little bit off here. It's combined with the green arrow. So you get the green arrow, which means you are just it's just a green light for you to make that left turn. And you say that takes care of most of the traffic. The remainder is taken care of by the yellow.
Yeah, so what happens is you'll pull up into the turn lane there, and what happens now is you get a green ball, and you have to wait for opposing traffic. Well, what will happen with a flashing yellow arrow is you would come up to your turn lane, and instead of getting a green ball, you would get a green arrow, which means you have a protected movement. You get to go by yourself. And so that part of the cycle will get probably three-quarters of the vehicles out of that turn pocket, and then it'll go yellow and red, and then the lanes to the side of you will get a green ball, and you'll get a flashing yellow. And so if you're still there, you get to go, but you have to wait just like a green ball. You'll have to wait until the opposing traffic goes past, and then you'll have a chance to make a turn.
I think this is
gives you both
great safety improvement, especially because you know, you got to get Eureka High right there, and a lot of students cross there you know, before and after school. As a matter of fact, at Booner and H is where my son was struck by a car in the crosswalk while he was walking. It was the same. It was the situation where you know, someone wanted to make a left turn, and they just waited for that light to go, and they just took off and just weren't looking. They didn't pay attention. Having that green arrow and the flashing arrow will certainly help improve safety.
Absolutely. We just, you know, there's a lot of vehicles that leave Eureka High, and what you see is you see drivers who become impatient, and, you know, they either make bad decisions or they're trying to make, you know, last-minute decisions. And so, you know, looking at these, we really think this will have a good safety benefit.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Absolutely.
And then also, kind of speaking on H&Is for our signal stuff, we the city received a number of grant projects last summer, and one of them is to add some street lighting at some of the signals on H&I streets and to add some additional signal heads on the overhead signals to try to help with drivers who are missing their red lights or running the red lights, just to give them some additional things to, you know, signals to see on the road, and then some additional street lighting to help with some pedestrians at the intersections and those things.
So having the green arrow, having the green arrow also helps. There seems to be a prevalent problem throughout the community where if there is no green arrow, rather than waiting for traffic to pass, people making a left turn, as soon as the light turns, jump and turn in front of traffic, which of course is completely illegal, very dangerous, and having that arrow will, I think, prevent that.
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping. So.
And Emily, you were going to say something?
Well, yeah, that the city has done a couple other safety improvements around Eureka High with school zone speed limit reduction and an upcoming flashing stop sign. I wondered, Scott, if you could talk about those two efforts, mm-hmm. and then we can get back to how people can be involved in the Eureka North-South Multimodal Corridor Plan.
Absolutely, thanks. So one of the projects that kind of in conjunction with Safe Routes to School Group, which is a compilation of county public health, all the different schools in Eureka, RCAA is involved, and kind of RCAA's help also, the city has reduced speed limits in school zones. And so it's been a process that's been going on for probably 6 or 8 months. And that went to council about 2 meetings ago, where we approved the lowering of speed limits that will lower speed limits at a lot of schools down to 15 miles per hour. And so that's, we're really excited about that. Is right now, currently, we're ordering new speed limit signs for all the locations. And working with public health, we're going to do a little public outreach when we get the signs installed and work with EPD to have a little bit of enforcement out there. So we're excited for that. That's kind of been a long time coming. The county of Humboldt and the city of Arcata and the city of Fortuna have all lowered most of their speed limits to 15 miles per hour, and as a lot of cities have statewide. So we were excited to get on with that and do the same thing. So in the next month or so, you'll start to see some press releases and new signs out there. And then kind of in conjunction with that, Eureka High School, we've been working with Eureka High and also the student club over there. We have an intersection at Humboldt and Jay where there's been a lot of complaints about people running the stop sign or not stopping at the stop sign. Mm. And so we're kind of doing a pilot project where the city or Eureka High School has helped fund an LED solar-powered stop sign, which has lights around the edge of the stop sign that blink.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got the students to come out there and do a series of before study. So they went out there and they counted cars and marked vehicles who rolled the stop, who didn't stop at the stop, who were on cell phones. So we got some really good baseline data. We're going to put that new solar-powered stop sign out there in the next week or two. And then over probably the next 6 months to a year, we'll have that same group go out there and do a number of follow-up surveys so we can see what kind of improvement this has had. Has it gotten people to abide by the stop sign and not run the stop sign? See how good of a tool it is. So we're kind of excited to work with the school on that one.
I think flashing red lights definitely gets people's attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's probably a really good idea. And one thing that we were talking a little bit off air, and it's a little off topic, but we were looking at H and I streets, and I was mentioning off air, so those are the widest streets in Eureka. They're three lanes, which seems amazingly, ridiculously wide for a town the size of Eureka, and I was saying I believe that those were formerly streetcar lines, and you were saying that you thought they were as well. And I was wondering, because there had been talk in the past about potentially bringing those down to two lanes and putting in a separated with a parkway bike and pedestrian corridor through there. What's the talk on that, and is there input people can give for that?
Yeah, so H&I is the widest streets outside of Broadway, 4th and 5th, which are the Caltrans right-of-way. So we do have the largest right-of-ways on H&I, and there are some of our busiest streets that, you know, are north-south routes. And so there's been a number of different, thoughts and, you know, ideas for the roadway over the last number of years. And then that kind of helped spurred between, you know, the complaints we received, all the different thoughts for different things we could do, the neighborhood community groups that kind of spurred us applying for this grant with RCAA. And so this grant will kind of explore some of those ideas that have come up previously, whether they be two lanes and a protected bike facility or any of those different ideas are out there. And so what this grant does is it allows us to do some community outreach that Emily can probably talk about, but we're trying to reach out to all the different users of the road to tell us how they use the road, what they don't like about the road, roadway, what do they think the roadway should have to make it better for, whether they're pedestrians or bicycles or transit. And so what we're trying to do right now is reach out to everybody and get all that information. We also have a website with a survey. And then as part of the project, we've hired a transportation planning design firm who specializes in multimodal and, complete streets corridors. And we're going to kind of take all the complaints and all the history on the road and say, okay, what are some options that we would have to address these complaints and put them down on paper and do some rough designs and then bring them back out to everybody and say and have another series of workshops and say, okay, see, here's some of the options for some of the, you know, thoughts that came up, and then try to get everybody's feedback on it. So that's kind of the precipice of the project.
Great. Fantastic. Well, let's talk about these upcoming community workshops.
Yeah, so the workshops really kick off the first week of October, so starting on Monday. So in a week, there's going to be three workshops where people can participate, give their input on what is going well on the corridor, what are some things that they would like to see improved. And these are all going to be in the project area, all these workshops. The first will be Monday, this coming Monday, October 2nd, in the evening from 5:30 to 8. It will be at the Eureka Municipal Auditorium over on F Street. And this is going to be a kickoff workshop, so the city will really be defining the goals of the project and talking about the kind of concerns and ideas that have come up so far. But really, the bulk of the whole workshop will be small groups of community members and business owners working with city staff and the project team over large maps to really mark down where areas of concern are and start to think about and talk about what some potential solutions could be. So that's coming up on Monday. And then there's, if you can't make that time, there's two walking tours and workshops that'll be pretty similar on Tuesday and Wednesday. So again, this is Tuesday, October 3rd and Wednesday, October 4th. The one on Tuesday is going to be in conjunction with Eureka High School. So we're going to have several, at least one class that will be involved, and this is open to all community members. So it's in the afternoon. We're going to start at Eureka High, and after a brief workshop, we're going to be spending at least an hour out walking in the project area to really understand what it's like to be walking or rolling and crossing some of these wide corridors. And then after the group takes a walk, they'll come back and put their ideas down on a map, similar to the kickoff workshop.
Fantastic. So what time and location are these workshops?
Yeah, so walking tour and workshop on Tuesday, October 3rd, is at 2:30, and we're going to start in the Eureka High School Lecture Hall. And then the next one, the next day, is Wednesday, October 4th, and we're starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Eureka Women's Club. And those are each 2.5 hours, and our goal is to have these different workshops on different days of the week and at different times, so hopefully people can participate in at least one. And also, if people aren't able to participate in person, there is a survey that is asking very similar questions and also asking How frequently do you drive through the project area? What roads do you typically drive on? How frequently do you bike? Which routes do you frequently bike? This survey is available on the city's website, and we'll make sure to link to it on the KHUM archive page for Happy Trails.
Fantastic. Awesome. Very, very good. All righty. Well, there is a lot going on, and the really nice thing is there's chance for people to give input, and that's always a real positive. That's always a real positive when people can give their input on projects that affect them. And Scott, very excited to see these signal improvements in the area. I think they're going to add some safety. I'll be very curious to see the before and after with those that flashing stop sign. Kudos to the Eureka High School kids for getting in on that, participating.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is really cool. Emily, is there anything else we need to touch on?
No, there's just a lot going on.
There is.
Make sure to check out the KHUM archive page for more links if you want to get involved in the Eureka North-South Multimodal Corridor Plan project. And thanks, Scott, for being on the show today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully maybe we can come back before the second set of workshops that we'll have toward the end of the project and kind of talk about it one last time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will make note. Alrighty, Scott, Emily, thank you both. And this conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, will be archived and podcast at iTunes and, of course, at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.